Wits University released a statement this morning, and it suggested that one of their medical students was in precautionary quarantine after this individual's encounter with somebody who had tested positive for COVID-19. And the university went on to say the faculty had cancelled the clinical activities that were scheduled for the student's day. And we're getting an update from them right now to find out exactly how it's worked out over the course of the day. Dean of Health Sciences at Wits is Professor Martin Vella. Prof, good evening. Lovely to have you on the program with us. So first of all, do you have any idea at this point whether the student has gone through the process of testing with the NICD?
Good evening, Joanne. The student has been tested, but we're not as yet aware of what the result is.
All right.
But the good news there is that the student remains well and is not showing any levels or any evidence of being unwell. So likely that at this stage that she is not infected. But, I mean, obviously one needs to wait for the full period of probably about 7 days in which symptoms develop or can develop in this condition.
Right. One of the questions that arises, of course, is where the student was infected. And we were wondering, could it have happened in a hospital environment where the student was perhaps doing her rounds, or was it in a private environment where she was with a relative or a friend, something to that effect?
So, Joanne, she's not infected. She's potentially infected. I think we need to just make that very clear.
Yeah.
And the second issue is I just don't know. My understanding is it was in a social environment and not in a hospital environment. Certainly our students are not exposed to high-risk settings. This person who we're concerned about is in fact not in the clinical setting at all. She's still in the preclinical training phase.
All right. So give me a sense of what measures you had to take today in response to the news that you had a potential infection.
So the unusual response that we had today is that we were also informed of a group of students who had been at an event over the weekend who had reported to us that a number of these people had developed flu-like symptoms. Initially, obviously, we were concerned that there was potential around the corona environment, and because the student that we are talking about, who's now in self-quarantine, was also at that event, there was a concern that this might have been related to corona. Subsequent to that, there have been two things that have happened. The first is that we understood that the contact with the index patient with corona was at a later stage. And the second is that we were, however, also concerned that our students all seemed to have picked up some form of virus. We were very keen that they would not transmit that into the patient population. And for that reason, cancelled a clinical event, which we will obviously be repeating. Since these are preclinical students, this is also not one where patients lost out in any way from the care, and a situation where these students would not be massively disadvantaged from the having not gone through the clinical environment. Now it will be repeated at a later stage.
All right. I want to ask you about the fact that we know that you are linked to Charlotte Makleke as an academic hospital. Tell me, is there a chance in the future that your students will be actively engaging coronavirus patients?
So the one thing that we're not going to do is that our students are going to go into the high-risk environments. What we may want to do with our students at the time, particularly if there is a significant stress on our healthcare, is that our students get involved in assisting with other services and being able to allow trained and well-prepared healthcare professionals to also then be deployed into an environment where they're to care for very sick patients. But the intention would be then is that the students would be replacing non-essential, not that essential services, and certainly in the low-risk environment. But that's an area that we still are going to have to think about much more carefully. But it would be irresponsible to put people who are not adequately trained into high-risk environments, and that we certainly wouldn't want to do.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon, Professor Martin Veller. He's the Dean of Health Sciences at Wits University. Just on the issue of coronavirus, I just want to update you. We've just received a statement from Absa Bank that spoke about the information they provided to the media yesterday. They'd had to close one of their branches for fear that one of their employees had come into effect with someone who had COVID-19. But that person has been tested and apparently the results were negative. So that's been reported to the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, and essentially all of the colleagues of that person who self-isolated yesterday will be allowed to return to work. So we're seeing pockets of these incidents developing all over the place. We'll keep you updated on them as soon as we become aware of any further developments.